Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are looking at what is happening in the United States regarding the commemoration of 9/11, 23 years ago to this day. Yeah, there was a horrific attack, the Twin Towers, that's such a synonymous vision in one's mind. My question to you earlier on was, where were you that day? What do you remember from 9/11? But joining us now on the line, just to elaborate on that, we welcome once again Mike Ben-Avi, former Israeli policeman and also researcher of counterterrorism. Mike, good afternoon to you and good morning to you. And thanks once again for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning and good afternoon to you guys.
Indeed. Thanks, Mike, once again for availing yourself to chat to us about what you are seeing right now in the United States regarding commemorating what took place 23 years ago. Mike, just to confirm, you are Chicago-based, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so over to you. What are you sensing? What are you seeing today in this during this commemoration?
You know, if we're looking at modern history of the United States in the 20th century to the 21st century, we're seeing the United States before 9/11 and the United States after 9/11. And we seem like the United States that after 9/11 was doing everything it could to keep terrorism outside the United States. The Homeland Security body was established. A lot of more border enforcement, more, you know, they took down Saddam Hussein. They took down Bin Laden, Afghanistan, Iraq. All these wars were because and after 9/11. But something happened in the past few years, especially under the Biden administration. There's a lot of terrorism. And if you watch the debate, the presidential debate last night, it was brought up that a lot of terrorists are infiltrating the United States. And they're, in my opinion, in my expertise, I think that they're planning the next 9/11. And now, heaven forbid it happens, but just because it hasn't happened yet, it's because they're trying to do something that it's going to be bigger than 9/11. Mm. Because if you want to hurt the United States, you can't just do a small terror attack and kill a few people and think this is going to do something, you know, in a world effect.
Right.
If you want to hurt the United States, you have to do something in the magnitude of 9/11 or more. And I'm afraid that there are a lot of sleeping cells in the United States that are preparing for it.
Indeed. Mike, you know, that leads me to my next question, given the meaning of today, what it signifies. I was going to ask you, has the day been used to hijack other agendas, or has it been hijacked, rather, to punt other agendas? Are we seeing, you know, for example, pro-Palestinian protests? Are we seeing any other movements taking to the streets and digging it in? Hinting at the United States.
Yeah, I've talked about it before, even with you and your show.
Yeah.
What happens, right? You know, we talk about 9/11, people affiliated with the Twin Towers, but let's just remind everybody: not only the Twin Towers were hit that day, you know, Washington D.C. was hit, the Pentagon was hit, and then Flight 93,
right.
United 93, crash. So a lot of lives were lost that day. Now, prior to that, the United States have suffered from Islamic terrorism outside of the United States, like Lebanon in the early 80s by Hezbollah, and of course Hamas, killing American citizens, and some of them are still in captivity in Gaza. And what we're seeing is that, you know, under the shelter of freedom of speech, a lot of terrorist groups are actually publicly, you know, demonstrating in the streets, flying their flags, and it's very concerning. I think that the FBI is not really paying attention the way it did post 9/11. And I think that America is kind of letting loose of its guard, you know, at all in the name of the progressive movement. And I think this is just welcoming. And of course, I'm not blaming here or calling all the Muslims, you know, terrorists, God forbid. But there are enough of them amongst, you know, the extreme ones amongst the billions are dangerous enough to cause something like 9/11. You know what I mean? There's still Al-Qaeda there. There's still ISIS.
Indeed.
There's still sleeping cells. That's what we have to watch for.
Indeed. Mike, so how is, okay, you're based in Chicago. Is there a specific theme or observance which Americans are recognizing in commemoration of today?
Well, there's a lot of ceremonies, of course. A lot of American people, you know, find time to, you know, I see a lot of people in social media, especially. We are now during election year, and everybody, of course naturally is talking about the debate that took place. But I'm one of the people that, you know, we say never forget. It's one of the slogans of 9/11, just like October 7, never forget. And we will never forget. And of course, Chicago itself, I mean, I don't live in Chicago. I live, you know, a little bit south of Chicago in a community where it's pro-Israel and pro-Judaism, which is totally different than what's going on in Chicago itself.
Okay. So. Mike, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you once again. Thanks so much for joining us on the show to give us your thoughts and, of course, what you're observing regarding how 9/11 is being commemorated today in the United States. Mike Ben-Avi, former Israeli policeman and researcher of counterterrorism.